the frost in the window will dance for you. She'll tap out the rhythm, bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're only old when you will not be young. And the frost in the window will answer you the question you bring in a cup of you. And if his answer is not the best, it's so much better than all of the rest. But you say there are so many things to be done, and he says right back that there's really just one, 'cause you're talking of death and he's come.
You are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplants.org, Port 9000. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at radio.spiritplants.org for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. We have something special this show. I asked Mr. Fist for some tracks to play, and he said, "I have a large back catalogue. What sort of thing do you want?" So I asked for around 20 minutes worth of tracks suitable for drug-crazed hippies, and he offered to do an exclusive 20-minute segment. It's called Blood on the Frog, and made me feel like a real DJ, like John Peel or Andy Kershaw. Here it is. Enjoy.
That's all there is to it.
Around.
Fantastic. That was Blood on the Frog by Mr. Fist. And you can find links to more of his music on my blog at madasaboxof.blogspot.com. Mad as a box of, all one word. Okay, let's have Miss Mouse's track of the week. It's Fanatica by Ice Pressure. That was Fanatica by Ice Pressure. Now let's see what Tadpole has for us.
This week's feature is the comic song. If you don't laugh at least one of the seven I'm playing today, then you're probably a frog.
I heard that.
Sorry, Gramps. See, you didn't find that funny. So what sends you on transports of intense joy? Here's the Lorraine Bowen Experience to tell us what does it for her.
Is having your ears syringed, watching the wax splurge out into the plastic bowl. Ecstasy is feeling that new sensation. Ecstasy is liberation. You see, it's a land where your ears are free.
It's never been groovy.
Ecstasy is feeling that new sensation. I'm unplugged. Liberation. Now I can laugh at your jokes. Discover what blokes are shouting to me across the street. And when you whisper sweet, nothing's in my ear. Suddenly they mean everything to me. The plastic bowl,
or was it stainless steel?
Ecstasy is feeling that new sensation.
Sensation.
I'm unplugged. Liberation.
Ecstasy by the Lorraine Bone Experience. Here's the Wuthering Heights lady with Amazing.
Great pleasure to have in the studio Kate Bosch. Kate, welcome to the Radiothon.
Thank you, it's amazing.
Kate, what have you brought?
I brought one of my drawings.
One of your drawings, marvellous.
Thank you.
And this is it, is it?
Yeah.
It's very striking. Is it brush or ink?
It's in crayon.
Great, and it's really a miniature, isn't it?
Yeah.
Drawn as it is on this tiny, delicate...
Bus ticket.
Bus ticket, yes. You must have spent a long time on it.
Just two stops.
And does it have a name?
No, I think it's just called the bus.
Amazing. Have you brought anything else?
Yeah.
And what is it?
Oh, this leotard.
Ah, the one you're wearing.
Yes.
Yes, and what colour is it?
Transparent.
Is it?
I wear it to do the gardening, you know.
Nice and comfortable.
Yeah, it's a real turn-on, too.
Good, well...
Sometimes I have to throw a bucket of water over myself.
Do you? To cool yourself down, eh?
No, to make my nipple stand out.
Good. Well, perhaps we'd better hear your latest song, Kate. I wonder if you could tell us what it's called.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Oh, Amazing.
Amazing.
Only 16 and still such a baby. Listen to me sing like a baby too. And if I get way out of tap, then it will be great. You can hear me sing like a baby too.
Thank you, Kate.
That was Kate Bosch, a.k.a. the Radioactive Team. Next, we have Bernard Breslaw to tell us why you need feet.
I was standing in a crowded bus the other day when a pretty girl stood on my toe. And as I gazed into her eyes of blue, this thought kept running through my brain. You need feet to stand up straight with. You need feet to kick your friends. You need feet to keep your socks on and stop your legs from frying at the end. You need feet to walk to Scunthorpe or to dance the hoochie-coo. Yes, the whole world needs feet for something, and I need feet to run away from you. Yes, folks, have you ever stopped to think what wonderful things feet are? Have you? Think of all the things you can do with just one pair of feet. If you hear a lilting melody, you can tap them. If you lose your temper, you can stamp them. And when you get home after a hard day's work, you can soak them. Yes, folks, feet are not to be sniffed at. So whether you're rich or whether you're poor, put your best foot forward, keep your feet on the ground, look the whole world in the feet and say, you need feet to walk to Scunthorpe or to dance the hoochie-coo. Yes, the whole world needs feet for stomping, and I need feet to run away from you.
Remember, feet are not to be sniffed at. But of course, as an amphibian, I don't yet have any. Now for some advice from Alma Cogan and the slightly racist, never do a tango with an Eskimo.
You must never do a tango with an Eskimo. No, 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 oh dear no. When a lady from Nebraska's at a party in Alaska, she must never do a tango with an Eskimo. You can do it with a Latin from Manila to Manhattan. You can do it with a gaucho in Brazil. But if once those Eskimos start to wiggle with their toeses, you can bet your life you're gonna get a chill. Brr, you can never do a tango with an Eskimo. No, 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 oh dear no. If you do, you'll get the breeze up and you'll end up with a freeze up. You must never do a tango with an Eskimo. No, 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 no. An Eskimo. No, 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 oh dear no. When a lady from Nebraska's at a party in Alaska, she must never do a tango with an Eskimo. You can do it with a sailor from Peru to Venezuela. You can do it with a Apaches in Paris. But if once an Eskimosy starts to cuddle up so cozy, you'll find your passion cooling, yes siree. Brr, you can never do a tango with an Eskimo. No, 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 oh dear no. If you do, you'll get the breeze up and you'll end up with a freeze up. You must never do a tango with an Eskimo. No, 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 oh no, 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 no. Never do a tango with an Eskimo. No, no, no.
Spencer Brown will now tell us about the greatest Victorian sex toy.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Mm-hmm. good and dead. She missed his love, his winning smile, but most she missed him in that bed. She'd still be true, and yet how could she live without such joys? She'd have to wait 100 years before they'd make sex toys. And then her planet hit her. Why should she sit and dream? She'd build a lover of iron and steel, for wasn't this the age of steam? Mechanical fuck beast! Mechanical fuck beast! Mechanical fuck beast! Mechanical fuck beast! So she screwed and hammered, beat and wrought, carved a phallus from an elephant's tusk, till there it loomed above her bed like a spider made of rust. As the sun went down, she laid beneath and took its rounded tool. Then its movement began with a terrifying screech, as a pygmy with a shovel in the corner added fuel. Its engine drove it on and on until she reached her peak. Then she pulled the cord and released the steam, and a whistle echoed down the stream. Mechanical fuck beast! Mechanical fuck beast! Mechanical fuck beast! Mechanical fuck beast!
Her face covered in soot, a massive smile. She looked in the mirror, sang minstrel style.
Hey, mammy, I love the beast. Hey, mammy, I love the beast. Hey, mammy, I love the beast.
Please bear in mind she wasn't aware of the race implications.
What's she got in there?
I don't know. No one needs that much coal. Right in the middle of bloody summer.
Wait, don't do it.
At 8 o'clock she climbed the stairs, her call bag at her feet. Till 1 year on from when he'd gone, she bought a second as a treat. That night the beast's gyrations, they showed inhuman intent. Till the pleasure became too much to bear, and her heart, well, it just went. But the beast continued on and on, until the house did shake. And the screws began to shudder loose, till its worldly bonds did break. Hopped into the night like a randy toad. It scurried off with its phallus aloft to the darkness down the road.
Matina the bat, here we go.
Mechanical fuck beast.
Oh, my gosh.
Mechanical fuck beast. Mechanical fuck beast. Mechanical fuck beast.
Well, the beast was never seen again, but its story lingered on. On the hilltops against the sun, and lonely widows everywhere, in the hope of love once more, would leave a batch of the finest coal in a bucket by their door. And sometimes in the morning there would be no coal in place, and the widow could be seen round town with a smile upon her face. Mechanical fuck beast, you gave the old wives tales to tell. Mechanical fuck beast, how they love your oily smell. Mechanical fuck beast, oh yeah, now their husbands were above. Mechanical fuck beast, oh, you provide.
Mechanical Fuck Beast by Spencer Brown. And to end, Love Song from Tim Minchin and If Not You.
I met my wife when I was 17. We've pretty much been together ever since. And this is a song I wrote for her called If I Didn't Have You.
Yeah, yeah, if I didn't have you. If I didn't have you to hold me tight,
if I didn't have you
to lie with at night,
when I'm feeling blue,
if I didn't have you to share my sighs and to kiss me and dry my tears when I cry, well, I really think that I would have somebody else.
If I didn't have you,
if I didn't have you, someone else would do.
Your love is one in a million. You couldn't buy it at any price. But of the 9.99900,000 other possible loves, statistically one of them would be equally nice. Or maybe not as nice, but say smarter than you, or dumber but better at the sport, or tracing, I'm just saying.
Anything that I would
probably
have somebody else.
Yeah.
If I didn't have you,
if I didn't have you, someone else would do.
Someone else would surely do.
If I were a rich man, diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-dee, I guess I would be with a surgeon or a model or a rally of the royals or a Kennedy or an infomaniacal exhibitionist heiress to a large chain of hotels. If I were a rich man, maybe I would diddle, fiddle-diddle-diddle with the rich man girls. I'm not saying that I'd not love you if I was wealthy or handsome, but realistically, there's lots of fish in the sea, and if I had a different rod, I would conceivably land some. Even though I'm fiscally consistently pitiable and considerably less Brad Pitt than Brad Pitt, am I really so poor and ugly that you think only you could possibly love me and I?
Anything that I would
conceivably
have somebody else.
Yeah.
If I didn't have you,
if I didn't have you, someone else would do.
Someone else would surely.
And look, I'm not undervaluing what we've got when I say that given the role chaos inevitably plays and the inherently flawed notion of fate, it's abstruse to deduce I found my soulmate at the age of 17. It's just mathematically unlikely that at a university in Perth I happen to stumble on the one girl on earth specifically designed for me. And if I may conjecture a further objection, love has nothing to do with destined perfection. The connection is strengthened, the affection simply grows over time, like a flower or a mushroom or a guinea pig or a vine or a sponge or bigotry or a banana. And love is made more powerful by the ongoing drama, shared experience and the synergy of a kind of symbiotic empathy or something like that. So I trust it goes without saying that I would feel really very sad if tomorrow you were to fall off something high or catch something bad. But I'm just saying, I don't think you're special. I mean, I think you're special, but you fall within a bell curve. I mean, I'm just saying,
anything that I would
probably
have somebody else.
I think you are unique and beautiful. You make me happier just by being around. But objectively, you would have to agree that, baby, when I found you, options are relatively thin on the ground. You're lovely, but there must be girls as lovely as you, and maybe more open to spanking. Table tennis, I
really think that I would
probably
have somebody else.
I mean, I reckon it's pretty likely that if, for example, my first girlfriend Jackie hadn't dumped me after I kissed Winston's ex-girlfriend Nia at Steph's party in 1993, enough variables would probably have been altered by the absence of that event to have meant the advent of a tangential narrative in which we don't meet. Which is to say, there exists a theoretical, hypothetical, parallel life where what is not as it is, and I'm not your husband and you are not my wife. And I am a stuntman living in LA, married to a small blonde Portuguese skier who, when she's not training, does abstract painting, practices yoga, and brews her own beer, and really likes making home movies and suffers neck-down alopecia. But with all my heart and all my mind, I know one thing is true. I have just one life and just one love, and my love, that love is you. And if it wasn't for you, baby, you
really think that I would
probably
have somebody else.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, I think I probably,
if I didn't have you,
if I didn't have you, someone else would do.
Someone else would surely do.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
You are listening to In the Window with DJs Tadpole and Frogs from Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplants.org, port 9000. Turn on, tune in. Visit us on the web at radio.spiritplants.org for schedules, playlists, archives and more. Now back to the comically challenged Frogs.
Due to my usual timing problems, no second featured artist, just some of my current favourite tracks. First, Hacey Dixie and Tolerance from the Killer Grass album.
Drinking beer ain't fun like it used to be. just can't get drunk anymore. I think I'm gonna go for a month and not drink a thing, so I can get good and drunk like I did before. Cause tolerance, people say we need tolerance. Well, I wish I could give them some of mine. Cause I've worked so hard to build it up, and now it's got me down. Tolerance keeps me from feeling fine, low and low. Just tolerating misery all the time. Smoking pot ain't fun like it used to be. I just can't get high anymore. I think I'm gonna go for a year and not smoke a thing, so I can get really stoned like I did before. Cause tolerance, people say we need tolerance. Well, I wish I could give them some of mine. Cause I've worked so hard to build it up, and now it's got me down. Tolerance keeps me from feeling fine, low and low. Just tolerating misery all the time. I think I'm gonna leave you, babe, and go watering. Find me a girl that can turn me on once more. Cause tolerance, people say we need tolerance. Well, I wish I could give them some of mine. Cause I've worked so hard to build it up, and now it's got me down. Tolerance keeps me from feeling fine. Low and low, just tolerating misery all the time. Low and low, I'm just tolerating misery all the time.
That was Hayseed Dixie and Tolerance. Now back to 1966 and the Monks with Oh How to Do Now.
Do.
Now forward 2 years to 1968 and over to Japan for their first psychedelic band, The Mops, and their version of The Airplane's White Rabbit. Same with the Japanese theme, it's Yoko Ono and Uen To.
Uen To. Uen To. Unatteiru. Kurushii omoide ga. Uen To. うんうんと唸っている忘れたはずなのに夢でしか見ることのない心の暗がりで今もまだ七点発動している。 うんうんと唸っている苦しい思い出がうんうんとうんうんと唸っている忘れたはずなのに。 In a day, sometimes I feel so much love for the world. I think my heart is bursting. Sometimes I feel so scared. I want to shrink myself even further. Don't ever give up on life. Life can be so beautiful, especially after you've spent a lot of years with it. Because then, life becomes like a lover you have been close to.
You know him so well, and yet every day he gives you a surprise. When you say I love you, remember you're not just saying it to the one you love. You're saying to yourself, the planet, and the universe.
Well, that's it for this show. See you next time.
The frog in the window will dance for you. She'll tap out the rhythm, bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're only old when you will not be young. And the frog in the window will answer you to a question you bring in a cup of you. And if his answer is not the best, it's so much better than all of the rest. But you say there are so many things to be done, and he said right back that there's really just one. 'Cause you're talking of death and he's come. That just being born.